Good evening, everyone. At this time, I'm going to call to order the Coburn Town Council regular council meeting for Monday, January the 13th, 2025, 6:30 p.m. Mr. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins, Devin Tae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Lisa Woodruff.
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum present. Mr. Collins let us know that he would not be present tonight. The next item on the agenda is an invocation. We have Pastor Brandon White from Friendship Baptist Church to lead us, and I'll ask everyone to remain standing for the pledge.
Let's pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so very thankful for another opportunity to come before your presence and approach your throne of grace with boldness tonight. Father, we thank you for the safety you've granted us over these past few days with the snowstorms that we've seen, Lord. We pray, God, for protection for those that are still out working, Lord, for those that are homeless. We ask you, Heavenly Father, tonight for our little community that you'll continue to bless it. Father, give wisdom to our leaders as they make decisions, God, guide and grant, Lord, that your will be done, and Lord, that we can see our community grow and prosper. We thank you so much, God, tonight for the freedom and fellowship that we have, for the liberty that we have in this nation, and for the liberty that we have in you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do you have anyone for public expression?
Good evening, Honorable Mayor, Honorable Vice Mayor, council members, staff, and citizens. My name is Clarence Rusty Peters. I'm one of the Wise County Board of Supervisors, one of two of the supervisors from District 4, which is South Coburn, that side of the railroad tracks, up to Banner Hill, and the right of Banner Hill. That way I can't tell you where it starts. But I thought I'd just come by at the beginning of the year. I know you got a new council member, and just introduce myself again and let you know that I'm always available. I'll give you cards with my cell phone number, and I've got a county email address. If you need anything from me, just don't hesitate to give me a call. You know, see what I can do for you. But thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And I would like to take a moment to brag on Mr. Peters. I attended the Board of Supervisors meeting last week on behalf of our town and our ambulance service and emergency response, and Mr. Peters was very instrumental in the forward progress of our emergency management with Rescue Squad in recommending that we move ProMed to our first due ambulance service beginning Wednesday, and moving Life Care to second due. And the Board of Supervisors will be conducting a study to eventually determine out of our Coburn residents which of those two ambulance services become first due based on location. So, Mr. Peters, thank you for your leadership and guidance in that endeavor. And I feel that that was definitely a good decision made on behalf of our citizens. Do we have anyone else for public expression? Seeing no one else come forth, I will close public expression. Do we have a response to public expression from our previous meeting, which was December the 9th?
There was nobody for public expression.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item, which is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? I move that we add under new business B, employee evaluations. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to add under new business B, employee evaluations. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, are there any other additions or deletions? Okay, hearing none, I move to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda. First item on that agenda is reports. A, fire department. I do not see Chief Hawkins or a member of the fire department present. Do we have anything from them?
I do not.
OK, Okay, council members, do we have any questions that need to be relayed to the fire department? The next item will be B, Police Department, Chief Mullins.
Let me back up just a second on the fire department. I would like somebody to contact them and tell them they are supposed to be here. They're on the agenda every meeting, and somebody should be here for that purpose. Please.
So maybe a reminder email to the fire department to remind them.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. In front of you, you have a copy of the December police reports for the calls of service that we responded to. Overall, the call volume for December was down. However, the calls that we did respond to were much more timely in nature. For example, one of the calls that we responded to was a missing person report. We spent several days following up on leads in reference to that. Very much appreciative of the fire department, Mayor Mooney, several volunteers that assisted in that. We were able to successfully locate that individual. He is safe and was in California. But those were some of the calls that we responded to that took up quite a bit of time. Overall, in December, we had several outreach events given that was occurring around the holidays, one of which was the Shop of the Cop program. To my knowledge, this was the first time that the police department was able to participate in that. We were able to sponsor a few children that were from the Coburn area and purchase shoes, coats, as well as some Christmas gifts for them. And that was done through donations and no cost to the town. So overall, it was a productive month. As we have now wrapped up December and got our totals for summons, arrests, and things like that, by the next council meeting, you'll have a yearly calendar breakdown that shows a comparison of 2023 versus 2024. Overall, just at first glance, there was a noticeable increase in the number of summons, arrests, as well as investigative calls. Those due to several reasons, but overall, I feel like the department's moving in the right direction, and there'll be a more comprehensive report to show a reflection of some of those accomplishments through 2024. Pending no questions from me, that's all I have.
All right, questions for Chief Mullins? No questions, but just a comment. I want to say, of course, thank you to you and your department for what you all do, and of course, for your efforts in the search of the missing individual. But also as a moment of reflection, you know, this was almost your first full year in your role as police chief for 2024, and we do appreciate everything that you've done, and I feel, and I'm sure my fellow council members will echo, that you have completely turned the police department around, and we are very proud of what you and your officers do, so we appreciate all of your effort and time of what you've done. The next item is C, water plant. I think we put this on there on the agenda during the time that they were doing the construction. So if it's okay with other council members, I will ask if that be omitted from the agenda moving forward. And then at any time, if Mr. Markham needs to come make a presentation, he's more than welcome to. The next item is item D, town manager report, Mr. Williams.
Most of what I need to go over is part of the new business area. Just to let you know, too, I've been in contact with USDA trying to possibly purchase a truck or two for Public Works. Right now, because of the budget, the federal budget, they are not offering any grants. Not saying they won't in the near future, but right now they're not. But what they are offering is a $25,000 loan at 4.125%.
How much percent?
4.125.
So with that amount, what can you purchase? Do you know of anything that...
Any type of vehicle that the town in, regardless of what department in, can utilize. Well, I got talking to them, I was trying to find a vehicle to be able to either large enough to haul our large salt truck, which is looking at 2,500 basically, vehicle size, and getting it outfitted with the plow.
So, question, we have the salt hopper, correct?
We have three, yes.
That would be able to be put onto said vehicle?
Well, I'm not sure if...
What it is I don't want to look at buying a vehicle that I'd have to go buy another salt hopper and have four and only be able to use one.
No, I don't want... Well, we talked about it today, and I don't remember what we said. We've got one that's a large one, and that can be put into one of the larger trucks, but the other two can be placed into a large 2,500 or 3,500 truck.
And then the plows, do we already have those?
No. The plows we have right now is currently outfitted for the trucks we have right now. If we can, and talked earlier, if we can get a vehicle in that same era type year that we can have the plows fit in without any modifications. But we can also contact the companies and get the hardware to outfit whatever truck we get.
To fit these plows.
Put that plow on.
Using the same plows that we already have.
Right. And so we could do one $25,000 loan or two.
I have to get certain information from the fork first, and then we'll be able to determine.
What would you be looking to invest in, one or two?
Two.
A bigger one and a smaller one?
Yes.
Okay.
And keep in mind right now, you know, trucks are probably the most expensive thing next to a home that anybody can finance for.
Right. So. But we can't continue the way we are.
No.
Something's got to give. So I'm really hoping that we may be able to use our ARPA funds, if that falls through the right way, that we could do that.
Also, to let everybody know that the notice, I'm sorry, you done with that one?
Yep.
The notice for the public hearing was in the January the 10th newspaper. It will be in the 17th also. So that would put us in line for the 27th for the hearing and also a special call meeting thereafter.
Yeah. Will you please make sure that that meeting is advertised as a special called meeting? Because I think we'll have some things that need to be voted on.
Okay. And also, I've got another application today for the Coburn Revitalization Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a total of four now.
And that has been advertised as accepting applications through the 31st of this month, so hopefully we will
in February
get more applicants in and can vote and begin that committee in February. 31st of January, yes. So hopefully that committee can be formed at our February 10th meeting.
All right. Everything else I reserve for later, and if anybody have any questions.
Questions for Mr. Williams. Mine is obviously going to relate over this past weekend's snowstorm. I know we had an individual contracted, whatever we want to say, that was coming to work our roads during that time. Do we have an amount of how much, how many hours and how much salt was used and how much we have to pay?
I don't believe he was out yesterday or today at all, so we're still standing at the $500 and then the salt's $500.
So right now we're at $1,000. Okay. Chief Mullins, our side, I know my road has melted off today. I mean, it was a solid sheet of ice yesterday, but it's better today. Is that the case for most of our roads, or do we still have several roads?
The majority, I would say probably under 10, still have quite a bit of snow and ice that are still on those. But I have not checked those this afternoon. As of this morning, there's under 10 that was pretty, it's still like quite a few.
And it, I know it's warmed up a little bit, but still going to have some cold spells. Can we communicate with Mr. Atkins to get those roads taken care of?
Yes. The road that Carlos lives on.
King.
Have you looked at it?
Not since this morning. It was one of the 10 that still had quite a bit of snow and ice on it this morning. Several of them are on the south side. They're on the hill. There's just a lot less sunlight that's there in those areas, a lot more trees and shade. And so we've noticed that there's a lot more snow and ice in those areas.
So two roads, half a road and a road. 4th Street, which is, if you come by Golden Homestead and you go by there, if you take the curve, as soon as you take the curve, it turns into Columbus. If you go straight, we didn't because we couldn't, that's 4th Street. And it's not been touched. There's nobody walked on it, nothing. And I couldn't figure out where it came out at. So we had to circle the block and come back around and use GPS to figure out exactly where the other end of it was. And it's between a double wide type deal here and a building down here. And the road goes around and up behind the guy's utility building. I think you helped him maybe get to his.
Yes, ma'am. He's got another appointment tomorrow.
Right. Well, that road is.
4th Street is that?
Mm-mm. That's an alley.
4th Street?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a shoot off and it's an alley. And it used to not be paved. At one time, it was just dirt. Like the backside of North Street up here, where our trailer sits at, the backside of that is also an alley, and it's ours, although it has been cleaned and it's okay. But the same thing happened going up High Street. So when you're at the intersection of North and High, they're on top of the hill. If you go right-handed and go over, that becomes a town alleyway, although it's been paved, and the town paved it. I was there that year that happened. The town paved it because their salt truck may have got mired up to their axles, and then the tow truck that come to got it got mired up also and couldn't get out. So the next spring it got paved because of that problem. And so going up the hill at that intersection, when you go up the hill, the town paved that alley. And it was an alley forever when, who built the first house? Hubbard. Hubbard was up there first. Yep. Hubbard's house was up there first.
It's got a route number on that bunch of the state.
Does it continue on? Because I have a feeling they're going to, because we paved it.
We've already discussed that.
Okay. Because we did pave it. The state didn't pave that. We did. The town did. Yep. I remember because I was very upset at the time.
Well, it don't mean the town owned it because the town did it. We've done a lot of things in the past that we did outside.
Right.
The town's responsibility.
But my understanding, though, was that was an alley, just like North Street on the backside is.
I go by there and look and see if there's a route number.
There is at the bottom of the hill at the post office, but when you get to the top of the hill.
There's one over there, 1099, I think it was.
Work that out with VDOT, because I was under the impression that was ours from a long time ago. And the same thing with 4th Street. There's an alley to begin with, and then it was paved. And I'm thinking there's only one house up that road?
One, maybe
two?
Yes, not many.
And it goes around these people's building. So it was hard to find.
It was.
It was like, where's this road at? And I had to stop in the middle of the road and just kind of like hunt for it. And I finally figured it out and watched the way the tracks went up behind the house.
Yeah, the first time that they called asking, requesting some help, it took us a while to find it. But once we found it, we were able to pass that along to the other officers. But we helped that individual and mostly dealt with his mother.
Right. Because he's health-wise needs to be able to get in and out to go to his dialysis. And it's not a pretty sight right now. Or it wasn't yesterday. I don't think I'm going to buy it today.
My only concern is a lot of things melted off today, but everything that's wet tonight may not be wet in the morning, maybe solid. So.
I don't know if his melted or not. I didn't go by and look at it. But yeah.
Another thing is I received a call from some business owners on Front Street, and I'm not sure if you've walked Front Street or not, but the similar to when we were pressure washing the sidewalk, a VDOT truck came through and absolutely slammed mud and salt all over the fronts of these buildings. Windows, awnings, and I've received some phone calls, so if you would reach out to whoever the contact is with the VDOT and make sure that they are aware of that, and remind them, because I'm sure we'll have more snows and it's liable to happen again. Any other questions, comments for Mr. Williams?
Not at this time.
Do you have anything else?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll move on to Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What I got for tonight is that we repaired the water leak on Cornerstone Drive, replaced the cutoff valve at 513 Ashville Circle, repaired the sewer line behind the maintenance shop, repaired the water leak at the rabbit shack, repaired the water leak, and repaired a water meter setter at Quarter Town Road, the water tank, repaired a water leak on Alfred Avenue, the jetted sewer line in front of the Red Oak, jetted sewer line on Westbury Lane, the jetted sewer line at the town hall, and we did 155 work orders. That's all I got.
Questions for Mr. Livingston? One of your comments took me back to a question I need to ask Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams, last month, I think it was, maybe 2 months ago, when I was at Town Hall, we discussed the roof.
Right.
And I asked that you start.
And that brought me up to.
Okay.
I have contacted several. A lot of them are busy right now. one gentleman that lives local here, of course, is working on the building at the far end. And if he says he can't do it right now. I got a name from Kathy, a contractor in Lee County. I'm going to try to contact him.
So we're diligently working on that, trying to get quotes. Yeah. Has that bathroom been repaired?
No.
What needs to...
It's
what?
Not leaked anymore. And I don't know if council realizes it or knows it, but the first part of that building is a metal underneath the membrane. Until you get to that kitchen wall where the bathrooms and everything is, it's plywood. So we're having a lot of leaking from there, which runs down the metal part of it, and it leaks to other spots in the building also.
What are you looking at to try to replace it with? Another membrane or?
Well, from the few people I've talked with, they're saying the membranes would be less expensive because you're talking about trusses and stuff like that, but I like to have something that's going to last a while.
That's what I was going to ask. How long is these membranes lasting? Not long.
I've heard them say 20 years.
It hadn't been on there for quite a while. It hadn't been on for I say 25 years.
I'd like to have a comparison on trusses and an A roof or even a just a slanted.
See, I thought about doing back and get just one
mm-hmm.
for a runoff.
Right.
Instead of an A frame.
Right.
So I've got different forms that haven't gotten back with them yet. And also I contact our insurance and it's not something that they can cover.
Right. Can the Job Corps do any of this work?
Probably so.
I think that would be a person to talk to.
Right. And the downside there is the longevity warranty.
The materials that we use would have the warranties. So I think that that would...
Unchecked.
I think it would be to our benefit to check with them because of the cost effectiveness of using them to install it all. Have them come and look at it and give them an idea of what you'd like to do. And I like the idea of the truss in the front and angle off.
I think whenever you speak with contractors, they'll be able to tell you, I mean, the best, what we need to do as far as that.
And the installation's not priced well and very decent in there either. The back room where the safe is, it's just open. There's no insulation in that part of it. So.
It's my understanding that last time it was repaired or an addition or whatever, one of our employees worked on the roof. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's when VO was here.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. Other questions for Mr. Livingston?
But I had a couple of estimates for that roof over there, but I forgot to bring them. Yeah. I talked to the guy, and he said probably the cheapest way to go is putting a membrane roof.
That's what I keep hearing, too.
Yeah. He said it'd be cheaper to go that route. And he said if you put it on there right, he said it'll last for a long time. And but I had the estimates and stuff over for this in the town hall, and I had an estimate for my office and for the roof from there. But I can have them for you next council meeting.
Okay, sounds good. Any other questions, comments? Okay. Thank you.
And congratulations on this board.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
All right, the next item is F, the Lane Group. I do not see Mr. Mullins or anyone from the Lane Group present. The last meeting he shared that some items were going to go to bid, and then we also discussed us having a sit-down meeting with PSA. Has anyone worked on scheduling that?
I'm not aware of PSA, but I have talked to Lane Group, and some of the things that I'm going to go over for in the new business area will reflect on what Lane Group we talked about.
Okay. Maybe if we can reach out to Chris and see if he's going to get that meeting scheduled.
Okay.
Any other questions for the Lane Group?
He was also going to talk to them about our grants that we've got for the sewer project. Not heard anything on that either.
That deal with VHS or VRA?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That part I'm on top.
Okay.
All right, the next item is G, Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp. Before you start your report, once you finish reading what you read and go over, if you don't mind, since we have a new council member, to go over the bank account balances and exactly what those are. That are on our report, and also as far as the cash report, cash availability, and all of those.
After I do my
yeah, that's fine. After you read it, go through it.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due of $1,500. I've included a copy of our interim accounts payables. These totaled $135,863.44. I've included the meeting minutes for December 9th's regular meeting and January 2nd's organizational meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Thursday, January the 9th, was $200,192.32. We had $63,405.17 in outstanding checks and $1,500 in total accounts payable due, which left a balance of $135,287.15. Since I prepared those reports, we've had three additional deposits. Thursday's deposit was $9,684.57. Friday's deposit was $3,500.06. and today's deposit was $5,724.51, for a total combined cash availability of $154,196.29. I've included a copy of the online disbursements, which totaled $17,102.95. The total cash availability report for all the month of December and for January current, and I included the cash comparison report as well. The American Recovery Account, you want the totals?
Yeah, if you'll just read the totals.
Okay. $251,458.73.
And that is what we refer to as ARPA funds.
The escrow account, $144,795.96. Those are deposits on utility bills. The police department restitution, $1,550.25. That is fines and such, isn't that right, Travis? So with restitution, that's money that comes into you guys from fines and...
Yes. Yeah. We're working through that right now because we have restitution that comes in from the courts, but we also have fines that are assessed, and so we're working to try to clear that up between myself, Kathy, Jimmy, and Public Works. Some of the restitution that comes in, but not all, actually should go to them. For example, if someone cuts a lock off of a water meter and damages the lock, to replace that lock, it doesn't come from our budget. That would come from Public Works, so we get their money back to them and replace it for parts. Yes. Right.
The ready access account, $120,223.80. That's money that we just have set aside for
emergencies.
Yes.
And that comes from our interest.
The escrow that's being paid back to the town.
Yeah.
Yes. The Ringley expansion project, $1,048.27. That was specifically for the Ringley Park. The State Fire Fund, $15,004.79. That is specifically for the fire department.
That comes from the state?
The state.
Yeah, state.
Yeah.
VRA Reserve Fund, $51,288.76. That is an account that we have to have open for... like reserve funds for VRA to make sure we have the money to pay our loans. Our loans. The water tank maintenance, $50,018.72. That is specifically for maintenance on our water tanks.
It's collected off of water bills.
It is. Okay. And then we have the remaining of the Humper Holidays donations of $1,359.42.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Before we approve the items that need to be approved tonight, do we have any questions for Mrs. Sharp? All right, hearing none, we need a motion for approval of the accounts payable due. Do we have a motion?
I will make a motion to accept the accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the total accounts payable due in the amount of $1,500. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I make a motion to accept the interim accounts payable due in the amount of $135,863.44 as presented.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to accept the interim accounts payable due in the amount of $135,863.44. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries.
We don't have to do anything to cash disbursements, do we?
No. The next items that need action will be the approval of the minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept the regular meeting minutes from December the 9th, 2024, as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the December the 9th, 2024 regular meeting minutes. I told her.
Okay.
Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstained because I wasn't present.
All right, so we have 3 in favor, 1 abstention. Motion will carry.
I will make a motion to accept the January 2nd, 2025 biannual organizational meeting minutes as presented to us.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the January the 2nd, 2025 biannual organizational meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Ms. Sharp, do you need anything else from us?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. The next item is reports H, attorney report, Mr. Sturgeon.
And I sent you all an email this afternoon in case a council member couldn't make it about electronic participation in meetings. I know that that's not been adopted in the past, but at the same time, I wanted you all to at least have the option as far as looking at how that could be done if we ever did want to do that in the future. A state code requires a policy to be adopted by council first. And then once a policy is adopted, then at that point, the council would have to adopt a resolution. A quorum would have to be physically present here, and then that the other member could participate by electronic means, whether by phone, through the computer, however. But at the same time, I did want to get that information to you all as far as that. Also, to follow up on the last meeting, of course, we've got our public hearing set for the ordinance in 2 weeks. Also, we will have requirement to do our FOIA and ethics training within the first 2 months of this calendar year. And I will be working on materials and have been working on materials for the FOIA training. The ethics training has to be done online, and I will get you all that information. With that being said, I know I just mentioned about emailing you all. I don't have Lisa's email address yet, so I don't know if it's set up through the town yet or what, but we need to get that. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, she should have a town email.
Okay, perfect. And so that's all I have for tonight.
So are you planning on the FOIA training being during February's workshop meeting? Or is that what?
I wanted to do it at a workshop meeting. Originally, I was planning on doing it at the January meeting, but I know there's some things now to where it's a special call meeting, so the February workshop meeting's fine, or we can do it 2 weeks.
Can we still do it at the January 27th meeting, although it's a special call meeting?
Absolutely.
I would recommend doing that.
Let's just go ahead and do it then.
That's what I would prefer, and that way we just get it done.
That'll work.
Okay.
Questions for Mr. Sturgill? I would just like to thank Mr. Sturgill for everything that he does, and at any point, if I call and ask him to provide us with any information, I have it in a very, very timely manner, very prompt, so thank you.
He always answers my call, and I really appreciate that he's kept you out of jail. Keeping me out of jail. Travis hasn't come and got me yet.
All right. The next item is new business A, utility rate increases. Mr. Williams.
The reason this is on here, I've been in contact with VRA, Virginia Resource Authority. Some of the response I've got back, and I read one this year too, says from them, it says in order for VRA to commit, be comfortable with this loan, it will be helpful for VRA to be able to account for future rate increases by credit analysis. And they're asking us to secure a rate increase for fiscal years.
And Mr. Sturgill, you emailed us that.
Yeah.
Do we have a printed copy or just what's in our email?
I think he just printed off one copy.
Okay, I can read it. I can look at it.
These are all copies.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Gould.
No,
he explains that the reason they can't go over like where we for budget years instead of just going ahead and doing that, they said they can take a projection of what you guys depends on number of years and add that to our overall projection for the analysis for our loans coming up. And also, with talking about Chris with Lane Group, I also talked with VRA, and they said that the town council have to adopt 2-year rate increases with VRA credit committee approval of the loan. We could get an update commitment letter to you, us, the town, within the next couple of weeks, and the term of deadline will be long to close. We will also be looking for a close this loan by the end of March. So once we get everything done, they can, once it goes to their committee for approval, they're looking at least the end of March to get everything approved, and then Lane Group can set forward to go with the bidding.
So the 2 years, which would be fiscal year, what, 25 and 26?
And 27.
Okay, we've already done 25.
We did
25,
so it'll be 26, 27, 28, 27.
Yeah,
28.
On this, it's got this will include fiscal year
28.
26, 27, and 28 on this resolution.
So,
are they wanting a set amount, or because the resolution is reading that it would be that we would look at it and do necessary rate increases as needed?
It's a certain amount.
So this won't work.
Whether it be 20% over X number of years.
No, Chris is who worded this. I recall Chris saying that this, so we don't get locked in, this is how it needed to be worded.
Is that the way it's...
That we will review rates on an annual basis and make the necessary rate increases to meet funding agency. I mean, that's it. If they come in and say 5%, we'll do 5%. If they come in and say 10%, we'll do 10%. But I don't want to put a percentage in here that was
so what you read us just a second ago was from an email from them?
Correct.
And read that part again.
This is from, let's see. In order to help VRA credit committee be comfortable with this loan, it would be helpful for me, this is from Mr. Murray, to be able to account for the future of rate increases in my credit analysis. I can't give the town credit for those rates increases unless they have been adopted by the town council. In other words, I can't use a policy to look at 5% rate increases every year to project 5% revenue growth for each year. But if the council formally adopts a set rate increase for future years, I can give the town credit for that. VRA test for projection future financial performance is to estimate that applicants can meet their rate of convenience for the first 2 years after the project completion. Based on the latest updates that we received regarding the status of the project, it looks like it'll be for fiscal years 26, 27. Based on our previous conversation, it would be helpful to have the town council formally adopt 5% rate increase you mentioned for FY 26 and 27.
And we already have for 26.
Right.
So Is it sounding like to you that they're wanting us to set a number amount?
5%, according to that.
That's what it sounds like to me.
But we've already done it for 26.
Which we've done for 26. Obviously, that's a little bit different information than Chris gave us last month, because he said we just needed to show a commitment that we would do rate increases as needed in order to be grant eligible.
And that one's saying...
And that one's saying something pretty specific.
Yep.
They're saying 5%.
So I would like, I would like to have a conversation with Chris and get this corrected. I mean, we've already done through fiscal year 26, so that's fine. But it sounds to me like we need to adopt 27, and then down here at the bottom where it says we'll do the annual. Well, down here where it says we'll do annual based on rate increases, we would need to put 28 and 29 if we have to adopt 27, and we would move it up to that top paragraph.
And I would almost adopt the resolution that we talked about last month. Go ahead and do that, because I don't think that hurts anything as far as that. And then on top of that, then, you know, look to see what specifics that they're actually going to have to require.
So, like, up here at the top where it says... It says we've done 24, 25, 26, okay? We've already done that. But then down here at the bottom, when we're talking about the future dates, it has 26 listed again.
Well,
should it be that way, or should it not include 26 down there at the bottom?
I don't think it should include 26 at the bottom. Because
we've already done it.
Yeah,
sure.
And we can take that part out.
So for the bottom, do we want to say they said two... Do we want to go ahead and do 29?
Yeah, put 29 on there.
27, 28, and 29. And then if they come back and say we need 2 years, well, we've already voted on the 26, so we can vote the specific amount for 27.
I think that'd be perfect.
And what we're saying, or what I understand is being said, is VRA is wanting a specific amount,
That's the way I heard that resolution.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's what I got out of that.
Yeah, when he read that, it's like, this doesn't match that for the other years.
Correct.
But they were wanting this done.
Last month.
Yeah. So do we have to put this one out in public?
No, it's just a
resolution.
Can we use this one with the
corrections
and go ahead and vote on it?
Yes.
The way it is, and just change it to where it's down here where this will include fiscal year 27, 28, and 29.
Correct. We can go ahead and make that modification. You can vote on it. Obviously, to sign a copy of it would have to be modified.
Right.
But yes, it could go ahead and be voted on with that language change.
And then we just change the dated on the 13th, because...
And I'll come out and find you guys and get the signatures for you.
Sounds good.
All right, so do we have any actions? Is that all this item was?
Yes.
Okay, so do we have any action in regards to the utility rate increases?
I would like to make a motion to accept the resolution 2025-001
with
the changes being made for fiscal year 27, 28, and 29 at the bottom.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2025-001, which basically states that town council has already taken action to increase utility rates for fiscal year 24 through 26, and we will review utility rates on an annual basis and make necessary rate increases to meet funding, agency, and lending requirements for fiscal year 27 through 29. So any discussion? All right, Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins, Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Wooder.
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Okay.
All right, anything else in regards to that, Mr. Williams? Did you make you a copy of that? Do you know what changed to?
Yeah, okay. I'll just roll it on there.
Let me just make sure.
Yeah, just kind of standing.
All right, that sounds good. Can I have my original back? Yeah, thank you. All right, the next item is new business B, employee evaluations, and I asked for this to be added to the agenda. I've been in contact with Mr. Sturgill, Mr. Mullins, if you will take that, and if you will give one to Mr. Livingston, please.
You just leave one laying down for Carlos.
Leave one for Carlos. You can give that to Kathy.
You have this back.
Jimmy does.
Okay, as we are well aware, the town of Coburn does not have an evaluation process for our employees. So what I asked Mr. Sturgill to do was to create an employee evaluation for our department heads for us to review. What I would like to ask is for council members and department heads to review this and submit to me if you have any concerns, any changes, or things like that that you would like for council to discuss. If you could submit that to me before January the 22nd. And then after that date, we will have a voting meeting on the 27th where we will discuss these evaluations, any changes that need to be made, and adopt this. So what that's going to require is a change in policy, and council is going to go in closed session here in a few minutes to continue discussing this in depth so we can give you all more information. But my recommendation will be, just so it's out and open and everybody knows where I'm going with this, is once council and department heads agree on this evaluation, since there has not been an evaluation done, as soon as this is adopted, we will immediately do an evaluation of all department heads, okay? Once that evaluation is done, we will score it, do whatever, meet with department heads, and then at that point determine whether you were satisfactory or not. If you are not, then we will plan on, well, what my motion will be, whether it gets support and approval or not, will be is if there's anyone that is below average performance for that, for their title to change to interim, and for us to give them a set amount of time to become to the status of meeting expectations, since we've never done this before. So, for example, if this is adopted in January, we do evaluations to meet with folks in February, and then we give 3 months. We'll do an evaluation, then we do 3 months to reevaluate. What council is going to discuss tonight will be determining whether the annual evaluation is done in January or whether it's done with the fiscal year. That's something that we need to discuss. For example, if at some point we determine whether raises, how we're going to do raises instead of across the board based on evaluation, then that would probably need to be based on fiscal year. But also what I'm going to ask is for department heads to mirror something similar to this for you to do an evaluation of your employees annually. And we will, when we adopt the evaluation process, it will be for department heads as well as all Town of Coburn employees will go to an annual evaluation. But you all will be responsible for evaluating your departments.
So do we want Will to draw? You did this one?
I did this one.
Can you do another one and change it up to where it would be
I think employees? Each of them, though, like the police department will not be the same as Kathy's. So that's why I would like for them to kind of work on their own.
Right. And to me, I think that makes more sense. In all honesty, I mean, when we're talking about department, I mean, I think this is generalized enough to kind of
just change the names.
But at the same time, well, no, for department heads. But with that being said, I mean, there may be some questions on here or that you know, apply more toward one department head versus another type of department head,
right?
Or vice versa. So, you know, it's one of those things where I just tried to get kind of the basics down. However, you know, there may be some things that even here. I mean, I think it's important to have maybe additional comments or whatever, because there's certain departments that, you know, there's other things that need to be discussed in that. But I think that the person who's probably the best in order to craft a performance evaluation for the employees is the supervisor.
Okay.
So if you all...
So each supervisor has to do the
right
thing.
So obviously we're going to vote on department heads on the 27th if we all come to an agreement, which is fine. I know you all are busy, so I would just like to ask that you all have a sample, maybe by our February meeting, of what you all would, the rubric or whatever you all would choose for your specific employees in your department.
We have one that we used in the past.
Okay.
Years and years ago.
Okay.
I'm sure it's still in the files.
All right. So that'll be good. And we will, once this is adopted, we'll get with Will and make sure that it is updated correctly in the policy, just so we can get going with this.
That's fine.
Do we have any questions in regards to this? Okay, like I said, we want to give department heads the opportunity to look at it so you know, hey, this is what I'm being evaluated on. If there's something on there that you think shouldn't be on there, or if you have any suggestions, please get those to me by the 22nd. I'll send you a reminder email, and same for council. That way we can get the information to Will in order for us to hopefully be able to vote on this and put it in effect on the 27th. Any questions?
I'm sorry, are you saying the 22nd or the 7th?
I want you all, if you have any concerns with it, to send me your concerns the 22nd.
Okay.
That way the council will be able to vote on it and all of the changes if needed.
Anything
on the
22nd. That needed to be changed. If you feel like you want something else on your evaluation or something taken off, let him know so that he can work with Will and get that straightened out.
Is everybody and all department heads, are you all good with that? Okay. All right. Seeing no more new business, no old business, I will like to go into closed session for a little bit tonight. And I move to enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss the performance of Town of Coburn personnel, and 2.2-3711A8. to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters. That's in form of a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to enter into closed session under A1 and A8. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we are in closed session.